الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. أو بلفظ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، the pride of mankind, the intercessor of the sinners, the beloved of Allah has indeed said that the person who sends durood and salawat upon me in abundance will definitely and most certainly be the nearest to me on the day of Qiyamah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today would be the continuation of our previous episode, which was the importance of learning and teaching the Holy Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal really grant us the shafa'at of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the means of the Holy Quran that we recited, and may He grant us the ability of insha'Allah Azza wa Jal implementing every verse, every ayah of the Quran in our lives for our betterment. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. There are many, many ways in which the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the qurbat of Allah Azza wa Jal, the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal can be gained and obtained. Bearing in mind that, as we all know, that our main reason and our main purpose in this dunya, in this world, is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, is to do the ibadah of our Creator. And this is the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has created myself and yourself. As Allah Azza wa Jal beautifully says in the Qur'an Majid, that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created mankind nor jinnkind except for my worship. Term worshipping of Allah Azza wa Jal is very, very vast. When we earn the halal means, this is also the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we do good to people, this is also classified as the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are many categories of ibadah, there are many categories of the worship towards Allah Almighty, towards gaining the proximity and the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Holy Quran, the Quran Majid, according to various ahadith mubarakah, is indeed from amongst those things that are categorized and classified as the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, if a person is going to be reciting the Quran, he will definitely be categorized from amongst those who are doing their ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we know and understand that ibadah is of different types. So the Quran, according to many hadith mubarakah, is indeed from amongst those things that gains us the qurbat and the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it such that we get His proximity, His nearness at every split moment that we get. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the early days in Makkah al-Mukarramah, when the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Islam, was being slowly spread, when Islam's, you know, fragrance was now beginning to go out towards people, was beginning to now reaching people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And we all know that people never wanted to smell this beautiful fragrance. People were against Islam in every way. People were not interested in Islam under any circumstances. It was during this time when Allah Azza wa Jal would reveal wahi to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and a woman come and she begins to say, "Oh Abu Bakr, where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Meanwhile, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seated with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. She says, "Where is your master? Where is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" After having said whatever she wanted to say, na'udhu billah to our aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she goes away. And then as she goes away, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that, "Oh our aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this woman came and she did not see you despite the fact that you were available, you were seated right in front of her." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Abu Bakr, the reason why this woman could not see me, why this woman could not be able to see that I was indeed in front of her, is because as soon as I saw her coming, I began the recitation of a few verses of the whole Quran." And this view, a few verses of the Quran, served as the hijab, served as the shield between me and these women, and that is why she could not see me. And Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran says that when you recited the Holy Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا, we made a shield, we made a parda between you and those who do not believe in the Akhirat. Allahu Akbar Kabira. There are certain achievements that we need to achieve in our lives. There are certain improvements that we need in our lives. There are certain miracles we are hoping to happen in our lives. Let me give you khush khabri. And this good news is that find yourself next to the Holy Quran. Find yourself near to the Holy Quran. And you will definitely see miracles happening, miracle after miracle. And will definitely happen in your life. You would begin to see the excellences and the virtues of this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the book that contains every type of knowledge, the book that contains every type of ilm set by Allah Azza wa Jal in this beautiful book, the book of the Holy Quran. Once a man asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, But O Ali, as status, or as far as the status and maqam is concerned, is knowledge above wealth as far as status and maqam is concerned, or the wealth and richness is above than the ilm? Sayyidina Ali Murtada, Shaykh Khuda, replies to this man, and then he says, listen very, very carefully. Knowledge as far as darja and as far as status is concerned is indeed above richness, is indeed above wealth. And let me just give you three reasons why Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu considered the ilm being above wealth as far as status is concerned. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we would be able to learn some madani pools from this statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. What did Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? And we would be able to understand the importance of acquiring ilmi deen. We would be able to understand the importance of having the education, the importance of having the Islamic education, the education that would definitely gain us the qurbah and the nearness of our Creator, the education that would remind us about our maqsad in this dunya, the education that would serve as a shield from the punishments, and the education that would serve as the means of our entry into Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the education that would definitely benefit us in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, but when a person seeks, or when a person attains wealth, he gets enemies. The more wealth you accumulate, the more enemies you also get. But when a person sees and attain or gets the ilmi deen, he gets more friends. Allahu Akbar. Look at the statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That when a person seeks the ilmi deen, when a person attains the ilmi deen and the Islamic education, the more knowledge he acquires, the more friends he gets. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah. If we can understand the statement of Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because we do not want enemies in this dunya. We do not want the people who would come and become our enemies, but we need people that we can share the excellences of the Quran, the excellences of the deeni ilm and so forth. We do not need the enemies, but nevertheless, we know that in one way or another, this types of circumstances would definitely happen. You know, you are bound to have enemies whether you like it or not. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives his second opinion, and he says that when a person has ilmi deen, when a person has the ilm of Quran and ilm of hadith, and he spends it, he teaches it to the others, he makes the others become aware of their maqsad in this dunya, he makes others aware of the importance of following Quran, the importance of following the sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spends this knowledge. By spending this knowledge, it would definitely increase. So the more you spend ilmi deen, the more education you give to the others, it is the more you would be increased in ilm. And then he say, but when a person possesses wealth, when he is going to spend it on his friends, when he is going to spend it on other things, Allahu Akbar, his wealth would decrease. Allahu Akbar. His wealth would definitely decrease. But a person who spends ilm for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, hey, that ilm increases. But not forgetting and also bearing in mind that mal or wealth is never ever decreased when a person spends it in the path of Allah Almighty. Mal and wealth would never ever make a person poor or gain a person poverty when he spends it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he gives his third opinion insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, and we would insha'Allah go into another important aspect as well as seeking the ilmi deen, seeking the knowledge of the Quran is concerned. So Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when a person accumulates wealth, or when a person has accumulated wealth, it is compulsory that that wealth he looks after. He will have to look after that particular wealth. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the more wealth you accumulate is the more sleepless nights you will have. You will have so much of troubles, you know, restless and everything else. But he says when a person, Allahu Akbar, acquires ilmi deen, he does not need to look after Allahu Akbar. The ilmi deen would definitely be sufficient to look after him. When he acquires the ilmi deen, when he acquires the ilm of Quran, the ilm of Hadith, that ilm of Quran would definitely look after him. Allahu Akbar. Kabira. Madani channel viewers, you cannot take your wealth with in the qabr. We cannot take all these expensive cars, luxury homes we have today in our qabr. But we can definitely take the ilmi deen in our graves. The ilmi deen can serve as the means of gaining the rahmah in our graves, and it can serve as the means of attaining the success even in the akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jal open our minds. May He make us from among those who will sacrifice as much as we can to acquire ilmi deen. Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a narration comes that Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whosoever recites or learns the Holy Quran for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, for the rah and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, his name would be written with the names of the shuhadas. His name would also be written with the names of the saliheen, and his name would be written with the names of siddiqeen. His name would be written with the shuhada, those that have given their lives in the battlefield for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Siddiqeen, those who were truthful, and saliheen, those who were pious. Allahu Akbar. Imagine a person's name being called on the day of Qiyamah in the list, or from the list of the shuhada. Allahu Akbar. Imagine a person's name being called on the day of Qiyamah from the list of those people that were truthful in the world. Imagine a person's name being called out from that list of the people that were regarded and considered as the pious in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Imagine what would be his maqam and status. Imagine what would be his daraja. Imagine what would be his position in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what would have gained him this status? What would have granted him this maqam and privilege and position? It is indeed the qurbat that he had, the relationship that he had with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Alas, only if we can attain the qurba and the nearness, only if we can sacrifice in learning the ilmi deen, learning the Holy Quran, learning this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. As our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions that a person who goes around seeking for ilmi deen, a person who looks for the ilmi deen, hey, that person, Jannat would definitely look for him. Jannat would be behind him. Jannat would want to serve that particular person. Allahu Akbar. As it comes yet in another hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whosoever goes out in search of ilmi deen, sahhalallahu lahu, Allah Azza wa Jal makes easy, or Allah Azza wa Jal makes the way to Jannat very, very easy for him. Allahu Akbar. So if we are going to seek the ilmi deen, if we are going to make a way out in order to seek ilmi deen, what we are actually doing is that, alhamdulillah, not only are we investing in our akhirat, but we are indeed, or we would be indeed, saving this ummah, ummah Mustafa, the ummah of our aqa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A narration comes from Kanzul Ummal. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once told me that, O Ali, read, learn and teach the Holy Quran, for indeed if you are going to read, if you are going to learn, if you are going to spread the word of the Quran, if you are going to teach the Holy Quran, for every harf, for every letter that you have taught, you would definitely receive 10 good deeds from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. 10 good deeds would be recorded in the book of your deeds. If you are going to read the Quran, if you are going to learn and teach the Holy Quran to the others, 10 good deeds would definitely be recorded in the book of your deeds, O Ali. And then our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam carries on. And then he says to Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Ali, if the mount has to come, or if death has to come to you whilst you are busy reciting the Quran, whilst you are busy learning the Holy Quran, whilst you are busy teaching and spreading the words of the Holy Quran, spreading the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, if death has to come to you, you would gain the darja and the maqam of the shuhada. You would be given the maqam and status of those who were slain, those who has given their lives for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. What madani pools is our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving and granting to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear respected madani channel viewers. And not only these madani channel viewers, not only these did Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tell Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further tells Sayyidina Ali Murtadha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which is the most interesting part of this incident. Please pay full attention. He says to Sayyidina Ali, Shari Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Ali, if mount or death has to come to you whilst you are busy teaching the Quran or learning the Quran or reciting the Holy Quran, you would be granted the status of shuhada, those who are slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sayyidina Ali Murtadha Shari Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Ali, when you learn the Quran, when you teach the Holy Quran, when you recite the Holy Quran, not only would you gain the status and the daraja of the shuhadas, those who were martyred and slain for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, but you would also be able to get and receive such status on your qabr, that on your qabr, the malaika of Allah, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal would come down, an angel after an angel, they would come and they will make the ziyarah of your qabr. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Read and learn and teach the Holy Quran, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal will come and make the ziyarah of your qabr. Seeking of the knowledge of the Quran, learning the Quran, spending your time and teaching the Quran, look at the maqam and status a person would get, such that even after his demise, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal would come and make the ziyarah of his grave. So let us take time out to learn and study the Quran, so that we can be able to spread this beautiful kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can be able to obtain We can be able to obtain, you know, goodness and gain goodness in this dunya as well as in the akhirat. One beautiful hadith mubarakah, and after this we will conclude. Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once tells his companions that, "Oh my companions, the qalb and the heart of a person gets rusted just as the way an iron gets rusted." When the companions heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him that, "Oh our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wama jila'uha, O Nabi of Allah, what would be the cleanser of our hearts if they get rusted?" We know that when an iron gets rusted, oil can be able to clean it. There are so many other things that can be able to shine an iron once it gets rusted. But O Nabi of Allah, وَمَا جِلَاؤُهَا, what is the cleanser of the heart? What is that thing that would be able to bring our hearts back to normal? Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the cleanser of the heart, the cleanser of the heart is indeed ذِكْرُ wa وَتِلَاوَةِ Quran. The ذِكْر of Allah Azza wa Jal is the purifier of the heart, and the Quran's recitation also serves as the cleanser of our hearts. My dear Islamic Madani channel viewers, if today we feel any burden in our hearts, we have a solution, and that is the recitation of the whole Quran. Today we have any problem, we've got the solution, that is the whole Quran, because jami'ul ilmi fil Quran, but every knowledge is found in the Quran. We only need time, we only need to find time, we only need to sacrifice, and the Quran would definitely govern our whole activities. Quran would govern our every split moment we spend in this world. It would govern every minute, every hour, every month would be governed, and our whole entire life would then be governed by this beautiful Quran, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And imagine on the day of Qiyamah we come and we are classified from amongst those who were governed, whose every day's activities was surrounded by the holy book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Would definitely be successful in the akhirat if we create a very, very beautiful connection, tight connection, you know, solid connection with this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Until we meet again, Jazakumullahu khaira, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.